This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Creative Impact for the first time in 2019. I'm David Fair, and each week throughout the year, we're going to introduce you to the people, organizations, institutions, and businesses that play a role in making Washtenaw County a leader in the creative industries. Our partner in Creative Impact is the Arts Alliance, and my co-host is President and CEO of that organization, Deb Pollack. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, David. Did you have a nice holiday and a nice break?
You know what? Yes, I did. I did not do anything except go off the grid and hide.
How nice. That sounds outstanding.
It is. It's pretty special. I highly recommend it and look forward to doing it again in the not-so-distant future. Today, we're going to kind of set the stage for what is going to be our focus over the next month or so. You see, some of the strongest contributors to the health and vibrancy of arts and culture, locally and beyond, will be our guests over the next several weeks. And that's going to culminate with honors to be presented at what the Arts Alliance calls the Party 2019. And that's going to take place on February 11th. What exactly is the party?
Well, it's the Arts Alliance's signature fundraising event for the year, but what I think is most important about it is it's our time in our community to recognize creative distinction in the greater Ann Arbor area. And about 5 years ago, we established the Arts Alliance's medals for the arts, sciences, and humanities to recognize that creative distinction. Those amazing people who live right here in our neighborhoods, who are extraordinary artists, creatives, and arts and creative industries leaders that are known across the world. And so we thought it was really important for our community to reward and celebrate and take pride in these amazing people who could choose to live anywhere, but they choose to live here.
Might we recognize some of the names who have won honors in the past years?
Oh, absolutely. Jeff Daniels is, you know, one that pops up right away.
Yeah, we all know that name.
Linda Yon. Linda Yon was our honoree last year for Lifetime Achievement. Linda Yon, besides being so great for WEMU for so many years, is known throughout the country and beyond as, you know, a preeminent jazz DJ, not DJ, but a host and encyclopedia.
And she's an advocate for all sorts of other organizations throughout the community as well.
Absolutely, and her work goes so beyond, and that's what these awards are about. We have a Philanthropic Excellence Award, and that touches both here locally, our Lifetime Achievement, and that is about the artists that do their work here and across the world, and then our Outstanding Service Award, which again touches us locally, people that lead and champion the arts and creative industries here locally, but across the country and internationally as well.
How exactly do you go about celebrating what, for many, has been a lifetime, or at least a professional lifetime, of contributing to the arts and humanities and the culture of our area?
Well, I have to tell you, I think we're playing catch-up to a large degree because this is, we're 5 years into this, and there's history here. There's a long tradition of these of amazing people that have worked here, lived here, have contributed here. And so it's kind of like our, as I tell people often, our Hall of Fame. And so we are, in fact, playing catch-up. But so this year, for example, our Lifetime Achievement medalists are Bill Bolcom, William Bolcom, and Joan Morris. And they are the duo together. Joan and Bill are Bolcom and Morris. But, for example, Bill is a National Medal of the Arts winner. That is the highest award an artist can receive in our country.
And that's only one of many that he has earned over his distinguished career.
Exactly, and he's only one of a couple of people in our city that have won that, in our community that have won it. But I would bet you that most people aren't aware that they go shopping, you know, at the local market with people that have these kind of accolades, right?
Right.
So to be able to celebrate Bill and Joan for their work as a duo, as a performing duo.
And what about their contributions to the University of Michigan and the students there?
Exactly. They both have been on faculty there for a long time. They've inspired the next generation of composers and performers. So, you know, really outstanding work, and they've been inspiring and having audiences around the world enjoy their work forever. So, you know, those are the kinds of folks that we want to identify and recognize and put into our so-called Hall of Fame with the medals for the arts, sciences, and humanities.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we are continuing our conversation with Deb Pollack of the Arts Alliance, our co-host and co-sponsor of this Creative Impact segment that you hear each Tuesday on 89.1 WEMU. What about the Outstanding Service Medal? What goes into determining the criteria for that?
Well, that recognizes outstanding leadership and significant contributions made to further the field of art, sciences, and humanities. Your listeners will be familiar with last year's awardee, which is Ken Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, actually, last year's awardees, were John and Debbie Dingell, and the year before
right.
that
it was
Ken Fisher. Right. This year, we are recognizing Aaron and Afa Dworkin, who are together a power couple. You'll notice we have a couple theme going on here this year. Aaron and Afa are just outstanding social arts-focused social entrepreneurs. They have been pioneering leaders for advocating for the diversity and equity and inclusion in the performing arts and the arts in arts leadership across the country. In fact, and across the world. Aaron is the founder of the Sphinx Organization. He stepped down from that organization, and Afa is now the president and CEO of that. She is one of Musical America's top 30 influencers. Aaron is a MacArthur Fellow. He's on the National Council for the Arts, and he's the former dean of the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance, and he still serves as a
Where did you find
there.
Such lazy people?
I know. Isn't it amazing? And, you know, and in their case, I mean, Afa is under 40 years old, so, you know, she's still got, they both still have a great career ahead of
right
them.
Right on.
But, you know, what they've already accomplished is just remarkable. And so to recognize that work, and to inspire others because of that work is what we're also trying to do.
Once again, this is Creative Impact, and we're having a conversation with Arts Alliance President and CEO Deb Pollock on 89.1 WEMU. The other honorees are going to be recognized for their philanthropic excellence. And before we talk about who they are, can you kind of address for us what role and the importance of philanthropy in the proliferation and preservation of arts and culture in our communities, particularly the one we live in?
Yeah, well, you know, simply philanthropy is a big word for giving and getting involved and committing to things that you believe are important. And in the arts and creative world, it takes that kind of a commitment. And so to recognize the people, institutions, foundations that further the arts and creativity in our communities is something that our board felt was very important. And we've, in our community, that comes so often in the form of our community members.
Mm-hmm.
And because we don't have the huge foundations or the huge corporations that so many other communities have. So to recognize the people that make much of this possible is important. And to, again, have them inspire others to take that first step. You know that from fundraising for WEMU, to take that first step, make that first gift, to get involved by volunteering and those sorts of things. To set that example is important. So the Philanthropic Excellence Award is, again, recognizes a lifetime of that kind of involvement.
And so in 2019, the honorees will be names familiar.
Yes, they are. Bill and Mary Kinley. Familiar to WEMU as well as volunteers, and they've done a lot of work for you all. But their work crosses the throughout Washtenaw County. They've been involved with lots of different arts organizations, including Riverside Arts Center, the ARC, the Hands On Museum, the Street Art Fair. Bill's work with his company Phoenix Construction gets into the world of historic preservation and restoration.
Yes,
and
Praxis Properties now, right?
Right, yes. They're now engaged in property management. Mary's been involved with hundreds of fundraising events. I mean, and they're just great, solid community members. Just everywhere you go, they're there and with smiles on their faces and just chipping in and, you know, really getting into the trenches.
So as you well know, as the leader of an arts organization, you always want to honor and make sure that people are recognized for their efforts on the behalf of their service work, whether it is giving financially or giving of time and money. So while we're honoring these three couples in 2019 for the 2019 edition of The Party, what do you say to those who are not being recognized but are making a difference every day in the community?
Well, I think that's one of the things that we like to do at The Party to begin with, is it's that recognition, that opportunity for us to celebrate the arts and creativity and all of those people that are involved with this. It's our turn, our time in the arts and cultural community to celebrate all of it. Everybody that's involved with this work is out there every day working hard to make these things happen. And whether it's in their own individual business or practice or whatnot, I mean, it's as we tell everybody, it's the night to make the arts shine once a year. But we know that celebrating the arts, which is one of the five key core mission parts of the Arts Alliance, is something we need to do all the time. So shouting it out every day is something that's important. So we're very appreciative of everybody's work. Sometimes highlighting and lifting up an individual or a couple just kind of puts a spotlight on that, but we know that behind them and with them are a whole lot of other people.
Well, Deb, thank you very much, and I can't wait to meet our distinguished honorees in the weeks to come.
Yes, yes, and if folks are interested in the party, go check it out on our website, which is a3arts.org, and just look on the event tab, and you'll find out the information and more about all of our honorees for this year and some of our past information as well.
That is Deb Pollock, President and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our partner in Creative Impact. To visit the Creative Impact Archive at our website, go to WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.